Why did Baby Strawberry cry?
Why?
Because his mom was in a jam.
Okay, Billy.
Okay. What did Baby Unicorn say to Mama Unicorn? Where's popcorn?
Very good. Okay, great. Okay.
It's too high.
Well, then I better make an adjustment, don't you think? There you go. How's that?
Fine. My name is Snowy. Where do the sheep go to get a haircut?
Where?
At the Baba shop. What do you call a cat that drinks lemonade?
Sourpuss.
You're close.
Am I? Okay. What do you call a cat?
A sourpuss.
A sourpuss, okay. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Salida, what do you call a pucker that's been in a jar 3,000 years?
You'll have to say it again and say it a little more clearly.
What do you call a pickle that's been in a jar 3,000 years?
A pickle that has been in a jar for 3,000 years. I don't know. What do you call it?
A Dunham pickle.
A what?
A Dunham pickle.
I didn't hear you.
A Dunham pickle.
A Dunham pickle?
A Dunham pickle.
A Dunham pickle.
You're right.
A Dunham pickle. I've never heard that before, so I don't understand it.
A Dunham pickle.
A Dunham pickle. I'll have to repeat that a couple of times in the middle of the night, and I'll probably wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, I got it. Okay, thank you. Let's have your second one.
Okay. What do you call police that makes What do you call a baker that makes cakes to a policeman?
What do you call a bakery that makes cakes for policemen?
A cake baker. A cup baker, I mean.
A cup baker. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Maria.
What did the candle say to the other candle?
The candle?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you going out tonight? What is the difference between the teacher and the train?
What's the difference between the teacher and the train? What?
The teacher says, spit out the gum, and the train says, choo, choo, choo. What do the elevator say to the other elevator?
What one elevator say to another elevator?
Yes.
I don't know. What?
I got some coming down.
Okay, try another one.
What is Darth Vader's wife?
What?
Who is Darth Vader's wife?
Who is Darth Vader's wife? I don't know who.
Elevator.
Okay. Serlina. We've got to raise it for her. Daisy. Okay, say your name.
What, Selena? What do a 200-pound mouse say when it's upside? What do a 200-pound mouse say?
What?
Here, needy, needy. What does a duck say when it's upside down? Quack up.
Quack up, all right. Okay, Kiana.
Kiana, what does the witch say to the other witch?
What did what witch say to the other witch?
Yeah.
What?
Which way?
Oh.
Okay. My little one. Oh yeah. What do a witch call to speak from person to person?
What is a witch used to talk from person to person?
What?
A telephone.
Telephone? All right. Okay.
What do a vampire steal to get rich?
What does a magpie steal?
A vampire.
A vampire? I thought you said a magpie. Isn't it birds? What does a vampire steal to get rich?
Blood bank.
He goes to a blood bank. Okay.
What do a skeleton use to call a person?
What does a skeleton call a person? What?
A bone telephone.
A bone telephone. Okay.
What do vampires drink?
Bloody Mary.
Blood shake.
What shakes? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let me now call on somebody.
Shakina, what is the difference between a fish and piano?
What's the difference between a fish and a piano? Okay, what is it?
You cannot play a tune on a fish.
Can't play a tune on a fish. I got one for you.
What is the cheapest pet?
What is the cheapest what?
Pet.
Okay. What?
A bird.
Why?
Can I go cheap, cheap?
I have to say it right here? Can they hear if I step away from it or not?
Well, the mic might not be able to hear it.
Okay. Ready? Hi, I'm Ms. Schott, and I'm going to tell my class a horror story. And it starts this way. Once upon a time, there was this woman, and all of a sudden she heard a knocking at her door. She went to bed and she thought, gee, this is really strange. So she got up and she looked out, but she couldn't see anything. And why she was feeling funny was the fact that she had gone out and found a golden arm. She had put it in her closet. And this was a Halloween night, and she always remembered all the funny stories that people told her about the strange things that went on. But she went back to her cupboard and she looked, and the arm was still there, so she didn't really think anything of it. So a little while later, she heard another knocking. She got out of bed again. She looked out the door and she didn't see anything. So she checked her golden arm and it was still there. So then a little while later, she heard another knocking, only this time a voice came with it, and it said, "Where's my arm?" She really got worried. So she got up and she looked out the door, but she didn't see anything. So she went back to bed and she fell asleep. A little while later, she heard another knocking, only this time it was at her window. She heard, "Where's my arm?" Well, this time she looked out the window and she couldn't see anything. So she decided to go back to bed. A little while later, the noise came from inside the room. And the person said, "Where's my arm?" Well, this time she got a little worried, so she covered her head, and it got closer to the bed. And he said, "Where's my arm?" A little while later, got even closer. So she's really terrified under the bed, and her arms and legs are shaking. And all of a sudden, the person comes up to the bed and says, "Where's my arm?" And she knew that this person was right there. "You got it!"